Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast with Dave Crossan. I am putting out the placemat and the mat in front of the door this is Dave's party here and Dave's podcast. And Dave, it's been a fun ride so far on the Financial Wake Up Call podcast, and more importantly, an educational one. You've given a lot of great advice and feedback to people, even including a guest recently on the podcast last week, and some great financial advice answering a lot of people's financial questions. So, what's on the menu this week for the Financial Wake Up Call podcast?
Vin, thank you as always, and I always am so grateful for the people that listen to the podcast. And this one is a good one, or I should say it's not only a good one, Vin, it's very important. And unfortunately, it affects a lot of individuals that are listening that have dealt with this or could possibly fall for one of these scams. And what I wanted to touch on today are internet fraud that's out there.
Yeah, different types, scary.
Where unfortunately people will be reached out from somebody or some sort of fraudster, if you will, looking to get their information. And Vinny, it's here, I'm calling you Vinny. Vin, it's
hey.
It's something that people need to be aware of. What I'm going to do for today's podcast is discuss different ones that are out there that seem harmless, but unfortunately, if you go along for that ride from either the site or the individual that's reaching out to you and providing information, it could be a bad situation. They can get access to lines of credit, or should I even say that they could establish their own credit based on your information and do random charges, get access to your bank accounts, really cause a mess. So let's discuss different ones out there that everybody needs to be aware of. And number one, just a simple email scam where somebody is looking for your information. It could look like it's coming from your bank, for example.
Yeah.
It could be an individual reaching out to you through an email asking this person that they need to verify some information. They're just updating their records on their bank account, and they'll ask questions like, please provide your birth date, your social security number, different information that you should never, I repeat, never put out on an email. For example, Vin, let's say it looks like it's from your bank, and you bank with this bank, and they are asking, hey, we just want to update our records, and they're asking you for this information. Never respond to that, number one.
Mm.
If it's something where they're asking this information, I always tell people, reach out to your bank, go into your bank and say, hey, I received this email. They're looking to get this information. Is this something that I need to provide to you? What is this all about?
Right.
It's fraud. There will never be a situation where they're reaching out to you, your financial institution, looking to get this information. So number one, never respond, never email back that type of information. Go to the source, go to your bank, and show them what has happened here, this email. And if really, Vin, if somebody needed this information from your financial institution, they would reach out to you directly. They wouldn't be asking you to provide your social security number, your date of birth, your address, whatever it is, any identifiers like that, as some sort of email. Here's another one where it could be what they call an online shopping fraud, where it looks like a company that you would buy a product from, and they're offering a great price, and they're saying, if today you respond, you will get that, I don't know, Vin, that sweater or that those pots and pans or whatever at such a good price, or that television that you're looking for, that all we need to do is get you signed up, we'll get you going where we can ship this out to you, this TV that normally costs $300, well, guess what? It's $100 today.
Oh, there we go.
Get your information, get your credit card, all the information, and then we'll go ahead and send that out to you. So be very careful of that.
Yep.
In a lot of cases, Vin, if it's a company, it looks so much like their logo and their information that you want to look at what is this all about. If it's something where it's an offering, you could always go and look the site up online, but just don't jump in on a situation like that where it's an offering directly to you from what looks like this store, this location that you do business with or have done in the past. And usually the tell, if you will, Vin, on something like this is it'll be a ridiculously low price, something that you're looking at. Wait a minute, that television I know is $400 and they're offering it to me for $100. Something's up. Do not respond in that way. If you really want to check out the company that you're seeing this offering from, you can always go right to the store. You can always go right to their site to see if this is an offering. And here's the one thing that will happen, Vin, that it seems like it's a special offering, is they'll say, hey, because we're going directly to you, we're able to make this offering and it's going to be cheaper than if you go online.
Mm.
Be careful of something like that.
Yeah.
That happens too much where people will actually say, hey, I'm able to take advantage of this price. In most cases, that would be some sort of fraud. If you really want to verify this, go to the store or go online to see if there is such an offering. Vin, this is a terrible one.
Mm.
One where somebody will get an email saying that they won the lottery.
Oh, ba-boom. Yeah.
There it is. You won the lottery. And what you need to do is give us your bank information so that we can wire you the proceeds.
Yep.
Congrats. You won $1 million, whatever it is.
There we go.
We just need to find out where to send it, where to wire it, because we don't want to send you a check. So please do not respond to that. In fact, something like that I would take to the police, the local authorities, to report
definitely.
What you got on there, because, again, that's another way for some sort of person trying to get your information is putting it out there as you're excited that you think you won this prize, you think you won the lottery, and that's another way they're going to try and get your information. So, again, I would report that to the authorities, report that to the police if you get something like that. Here's another one, Vin. Ugh, this is awful. A tax scam. What do I mean by that? You get an email saying, hey, you owe tax of X amount of dollars from 2015, and you filed, but unfortunately, you still owe tax. And if you do not pay by the end of the day, we are going to put a lien against your home. We're going to repossess your car. They'll come up with a bunch of different scenarios. And in a lot of cases, Vin, you'll see this where they're going to like send it out during your workday or something where you're not home. And you're thinking, oh, wait, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm at work. They're basically saying if you don't send us the money and the bank information to take this money, they're going to come out to your home and take some sort of action. Take your car, put a lien against your home, something crazy, if you will.
Yeah, some kind of threat.
And then you get nervous and you're thinking, well, wait a minute. 2015, that was a long time ago. Maybe there is an issue. Maybe I didn't file correctly. Maybe something has come up. I have to take care of this.
People get paranoid.
Number one, if you owe tax, you would be receiving some sort of letter from the IRS saying basically, hey, you owe this because in 2015 you forgot to file this income, whatever. I'm just making the scenario up. But never respond to something like that. That's about fear. That's about something bad is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
If you do not respond, we're going to put a lien on your home. We're going to seize your car, whatever the situation is. Don't fall for that. Report that to the police because they're trying to get your bank information. Or they'll even go so far as to say, hey, you owe the IRS $1,500. If you give us $500 now, that's it. You're off the hook. Just give us your bank information and we'll go ahead and finalize this so that you're not in trouble anymore, if you will.
Yeah.
Again, that's a situation they're looking for your information. They're looking for you to provide the bank information, your social security number, different things like that. And Vin, I'm just going to follow up with one last item
Okay.
That we all, you know, have our social media, different posts, different things that are out there, that you have to be careful of various offerings for products, services at a discount, taking you to different sites. Again, look out for different ways that they're trying to get your information. Social Security is a big one, bank information, your address, your birthday, different ways that you providing this information, you may not realize what's going on, but next thing you know, you've got these various charges on an account you already have, or Vin, this is terrible, where they'll go ahead and establish new credit under your name. And how can they do that? Well, you provided the bank, or I should say your social security number, your address, your birthday, different things that you need to do to establish credit, your mother's maiden name, different identifiers. So when you see something like that, again, do not provide that information. Report that to the authorities. Mm-hmm. Bring that to their attention. There are just so many different ways that you can be taken advantage of. And like I always say, when it comes to some sort of email with an offering or something that is requesting private information, then just go to the source.
Yeah.
Just if it's somebody from the bank asking for this information, how many banks forgot your social security number? Or, you know, and that you have to provide it again. Or think of it this way, for them to ask you that information, it's like, well, what is this for? Well, we're updating the records. Well, okay, what for? Like, what's the issue? What's the problem? You know, different things like that. I always suggest go to the source. And of course, if it's something that's asking for this information, don't be afraid to file a police report of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, Dave, those are a lot of scary scams, and some that you know we've touched on that seem very, very legitimate and sound legitimate, and people are pretending these bad actors to be the legitimate agencies and everything, and it could scare a lot of people and put them into a state of panic of any age too. So, I mean, there's some great things to be aware of and have conversations about. How can, for people who are concerned or who want to get a better idea about what to look out for and how to deal with it, Dave, how can they get in touch with you at Shoreline Wealth Management to discuss all this?
Absolutely, Vin. Thank you so much. As always, phone number 732-902-7880. And of course, you can visit us at shorelinewealth.com. We have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin.
There we go.
And I
drive by the Manchester location twice a week when I'm on my way out to
Trenton. You didn't stop
in. Yeah, I should. It was early.
Okay.
But it's in a great spot there, right along 571. So go visit
location,
Dave
in
Manchester. And Manahawkin too.
Yes, but, good location as well.
Go visit Dave at Shoreline Wealth Management, and he'll guide you on your financial journey. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.